It's the deadliest fire in California history. The Camp Fire killed more than 80 people and destroyed nearly 14,000 homes. Some Central Coast architectural students are involved in a project to help one of the hardest hit communities, the devastated city of Paradise, come up with a vision for rebuilding.
We're trying to design the master plan, and it's obviously going to be a long time before they can actually rebuild again, but it's sort of bringing back a sense of hope that they will rebuild and rebuild in a more resilient way.
Marco Elliott is one of 36 architectural students in Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's Comprehensive Design Studio program taking part in the Reimagine Paradise effort. Elliott says as they started the project, they went to the city of 30,000 people to survey the devastation.
It was really overwhelming because we didn't really know what to expect. Everything was just burnt. It was really impactful to see that. So right now we're working in groups in our studio to create master plans for the whole town. We're focusing on creating a downtown area that can be the center of action in the town, and then everyone individually is designing community-based projects.
The Cal Poly team is working with Chico State and Montana State students in developing a plan, which includes everything from the best placement of streets to where housing and business districts should be located.
It's called our Comprehensive Design Studio. We focus on underserved communities. In the case of the Paradise Project, the students have been asked to develop a concept plan for the future reimagining of the town. And then from there, they will be working on 36 community-serving projects.
That's Cal Poly faculty member Stacy White, who's overseen the visioning effort along with fellow faculty member Kent McDonald.
It's very emotional, but the students and the community are getting a lot out of it, and the students really step up to the challenge. It really sort of shifts their thinking in terms of what is the role of the architect. They walk away looking at their profession very differently, being able to practice through true service, and the community, I think, sees it as an opportunity to really think about things differently.
The architectural students will produce a virtual reality version of the community that residents can use as they decide what they want a rebuilt city of Paradise to include.
While it's at its core still an academic project, we do turn over all of our projects to the community themselves, and they are able to use the work to leverage it into whatever they think is appropriate. So whether it's applying for grants, moving individual projects forward, we turn over all the work to them at no cost.
Kalina Klemek is one of the third-year architectural students taking part in the program. She talks about some of the issues they're trying to tackle.
Something we've looked at is how the town streets can work in accordance with the creeks and rivers that currently run through Paradise, and we wanted to account for floodplains. So in our current iteration, we actually have a creek running through the center of downtown, and we're interested in restoring that, building up a riparian corridor around it to bring some biodiversity into the area too.
Klemek says after seeing the damage and meeting fire survivors, the project has special meaning to the Cal Poly team.
This is definitely a project that all of us walking into the corridor thought would be way beyond our scope, and I mean it definitely is. We've never done anything like town planning before. We've never done something so tangible and real and have it affect so many people.
The students will travel back to Paradise later this month to do a progress report for residents. They'll make another trip in April before presenting the community with the final conceptual designs in June. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.